Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County wildfires mostly contained as crews enter mop-up phase. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The two major wildfires in Campbell County are now mostly contained a week after they flared up around August 21st, according to Brandon Glenn, Chief of Planning Operations for the Southwest Area Incident Management Team 5. The interagency incident team, one of 45 nationwide that respond to fires and natural disasters, took command over the weekend, bringing 94 members to Campbell County. Glenn reported that both fires are now in the mop-up phase, indicating that the situation is largely under control. As of Wednesday morning, the Flat Rock Fire located west of Gillette had burned approximately 52,421 acres and was 54% contained, with the fire size reduced by about 178 acres. Meanwhile, the Constitution Fire, 11 miles northeast of Gillette, held steady at 24,594 acres, but saw its containment nearly double to 57% on Tuesday. Glenn expressed confidence that the fires would remain contained, though he noted the possibility of minor flare-ups. According to Cowboy State Daily, crews quickly extinguished the Meadow Fire, which briefly ignited north of the Flat Rock Fire on Tuesday, before it could grow beyond an acre. Efforts are now focused on the challenging north edge of the Flat Rock Fire, where hotshot crews are tackling steep, juniper-covered terrain directly at the fire's edge. Drones are also being used to detect heat signatures for more precise aerial firefighting. Overall, Glenn assured the community that the situation is well in hand, adding that much of what appears to be smoke from the fires is actually dust devils, not actual smoke. Teen ticketed for multiple vandalism incidents at local businesses causes over $1,000 in damage. Police have identified a teenager responsible for spray painting vehicles and buildings in the 12th Street and 4J Road area over the past several days. On Tuesday morning, Bright Beginnings Daycare reported that one of their buses had been vandalized with spray paint again, according to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. A 13-year-old boy caught on camera admitted to committing five acts of vandalism in the area. Last week, both Bright Beginnings and ERA Priority Real Estate reported being spray-painted with profane language. Wasson noted that the boy left a note at the daycare last week threatening, "Leave $100 or I'll paint every Sunday." The boy caused more than $1,000 in damage and has been ticketed five times for destruction of property. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.